It is so funny to see men at large taking a picture with Music Soul
you
Child.
You can't see Music Soul Child.
It's just the funniest.
He looks like a breast pin.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Music Soul Child coming up at the top of the hour. But right now we have the president of the University of Akron and the chief diversity officer, the guy who has done this whole blackmail summit thing. We have Dr. Scott Scarborough and Lee Gill in the house. Give them a hand.
Woo! Thank you.
Thank you for having us here for the Black Male Summit. Dr. Scarborough, how many years have you been doing this now?
This is our ninth annual.
Yay!
Ninth annual.
And Lee Gill, why did you form the Black Male Summit, and why the University of Akron?
Well, certainly it wasn't by myself. In 2008, looking over the landscape in terms of challenges for African-American males graduating from high school and going on and matriculating in college, we saw the need to begin to tell positive stories about the good side of what's happening in African-American males' lives. And so the Black Male Summit is a way of celebrating the good things and at the same time developing best practices that will increase graduation and improve the achievement gap among African-American males.
So it's a recruitment effort, too, huh, for the school?
Absolutely. Last year, and I haven't looked at the numbers this year, but last year there were over 27 different states represented, 30-some different colleges, and it's a way for our schools here, our various colleges, to recruit young men who are coming into town feeling very positive about the University of Akron, and certainly we'd love for them to come here.
And how are you seeing in terms of the improvement in graduation rates?
I think
attendance and graduation.
I think overall, and certainly I'll defer to President Scarborough. I think overall this has been going on for 9 years. We've seen improvement. We started from a low threshold because there have been challenges not only here at the University of Akron but throughout the country. And so improvements are being made. But at the same time, we want to take those strategies that we're utilizing to extrapolate all over our demographics of our university.
Dr. Scarborough, you have the College of Education, and it was renamed the LeBron James Family Foundation College of Education.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, he made a big donation, did he?
Well, he stepped forward with his wonderful group of people and said, "Look, how do we do better? How can we help?" And he's got a program where he works with the Akron Public Schools to identify children that are at risk, and he puts them through a great program. And our faculty at the College of Education are working with his team to make sure those programs give those kids the best chance to get to college, stay in college, and finish with a college degree.
What
so
age
he's,
are we
he's
talking
a wonderful
about there?
Partner.
It's all through high school years, or is it
all before? Through high school years, all kind of intervention programs. And when they get to the University of Akron, we promise them a full tuition scholarship plus a general fee. So that's our commitment to him. His commitment to us is to do everything that he can do with his foundation. And the people that work for him are the most wonderful people you can ever imagine.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. LeBron, and this is his hometown.
And does he promise a championship, too, along with
he
that?
He does. Isn't that fantastic? We're looking forward
nice.
To it.
Nice.
And, if he moves back to Miami, are you going to change the name again?
We might have a Miami branch of the University of Akron.
Good answer. Doctor.
This is great. This is I love a party with a purpose, and this is the definition
Absolutely.
Of a party with a purpose here
Absolutely.
For the 2016. It's 2 days.
Yes,
2 days, and we're talking about 1,700 people. We had to turn 400 people away.
Yeah.
Turn them away?
Turn them away. Well, there's 1,700 people coming.
Is there a registration fee?
There is a small for some, but not for students.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
And 1,700 people are, and you had to turn 400 away.
400 away.
How many of those are women?
Well, I don't know.
Lee, just
Lee, help me out here. I don't have any idea.
I can't. I see some raising their hand. I think we're okay.
There's a gold mine here, ladies.
Well, I love a party, and I love a party with a purpose. And thank you for inviting us to be here today here at the University of Akron and the Black Male Summit.
Absolutely.
Huggy next. 24 past the hour.